Blog Talk Radio.
Big sight. Big sight. New paint.
Go, go. Big
yeah.
Go, go.
All eyes on me. Roll up in the club.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many players hate. Gonna sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell, the freedom tower's gone. Well, all your steals damn. Follow when you see me and let the devil suck. For the day they finally freed me, I got a caravan of every time we ride. Hit the up, won't be that far until I die. Live the life of a boss player, cause even when I'm hot, we're being too close late.
You are now logged into grudging.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social network?
Hold on, sir. What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off of G? When your man got dragged, we'll come to...
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudge Book.
All right,
Grudging, taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudging will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudging's Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudging's Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
All right, yo, what's up, man? It's Peso Productions. What's going on? What's going on? I see I got a lot of callers on right now. I'm going to let in a couple people. But tonight, we want to talk about pretty much the Motor City Mayhem, man. It's going down at Milan Dragway. You know, me, Biz, Wayne, the Never Scared Racer. You know, we all been hard at work trying to put this race together and, you know, get a big turnout. So, you know, I want to hear some shit talking today. I want to lock in some races. We're going to also talk about... you know, what we're going to do at this event. You know, we just talked about the shootout that we're going to have, and, you know, we want to get it popping. You know, we want everybody to show up. So I see, before I get into it, though, I see I have someone that's been holding for a long time that's been wanting to talk. And the last 4-year number is 7173, so I'm going to go ahead and unmute you real quick. 7173.
What up, Lil Tony?
Lil Tony.
Hello?
On the show tonight.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. How you doing, bro? How you doing?
Just shaking back from the Motor City.
What's going on, baby?
Hey, man, I want to find out what's going on, man, because it's too good of a thing for we to just let it fall apart like this.
What are you talking about, brother?
What's going on with the show and everything, man? I thought Lil Tony was about to leave us for a minute.
Lil Tony has a show, 714. It started with a 714 number, bro. You want to talk to Lil Tony, you can call that show right there. Lil Tony is not on this on this show here tonight.
Oh, who's hosting this show tonight?
It's just a collective of people. We don't have a host. We're just standing in right now for Grudge Inc.
Oh, okay. All right, well, hold on.
Say that again, brother. I didn't hear you.
I said I stand by and see what's going on. I want to get part
of
this.
Okay, brother. All right, we appreciate you calling. But Peso said, man, we got a big race coming. Grudge Inc. is coming to Milan, Michigan, the Motor City Mayhem, and we coming to do some strange things to the boys in Detroit. So Detroit got to come out. No, you know what? We're not gonna make it Detroit. Michigan gonna have to come out. You know, because hey, you know, so there's more people in Michigan than racing just out of Detroit. So, you know, Michigan gonna have to stand up. You know, every time Grudge Inc. invades a state, you know, that home state got to come up, show up and show out. And I don't think Michigan is different. What you think? You think Michigan different? Think Michigan gonna lay down or they gonna stand up?
Oh, I think they're gonna stand up. They don't go down without a fight.
Now where you from, bro?
Detroit.
Okay, you from you all 7 Mile, huh?
yeah, right there off 7 Mile.
All right. You what kind of car you got?
I got a Mustang.
Oh, okay. You want some trouble?
She's in the hospital right now, so when I get through with her, she'll be ready for you.
Okay. All right. Okay, Face. So we got anybody else with their hand up?
No, nobody. Everybody quiet tonight, man. You know, I don't see nothing popping, but I'm gonna get into it a little bit as far as knowing this track event. And you know, I heard people was at Milan yesterday. The other day they was getting it in. You know, I heard people down there talking about the track is set on kill. It's been the best it's ever been. I had to get a call from Aaron personally. You know, he like, man, I ain't never been on that track like that. You know, so I'm excited to hear that because, you know, we put a lot of work together in Deneen and everyone at Milan is really working hard. So, you know, what happens on May 4th is really going to show the true work that they've been putting into that track, because last year that was one of our biggest complaints was, you know, the track wasn't right. I can't get down the track. So we're going to definitely make sure that's not a problem.
Yeah, you know what, man? You know, I like to always kick Michigan or Detroit in the nuts for something, but I have never, ever came to Milan and it was a bad track. And this is a Chicago guy that don't like nothing out of Detroit. I don't like no damn Pistons. I don't like no Red Wings. I don't like no Tigers. I don't like no Lions. I don't even like Kwame Kilpatrick. I don't like nothing out of Detroit or Michigan.
Oh.
I would be fake and phony if I came on here and said that I couldn't get down Milan. See, sometimes it ain't the track. Sometimes it's your chassis tuner. It's your power management tuner, the driver. You know, sometimes it's the man in the mirror. You know, it's not, don't get me wrong. Sometimes it is a track. But I think I make quite a bit horsepower. And if you don't believe me, ask Jimbo. He seen my parachute. I make some horsepower, and I never came to Milan and couldn't get down the track. Peso, you got any mics open? Larry, I can't. I ain't controlling the board.
Yeah, I got you. I see. I'm gonna unmute 2526. You should be live.
What's going on, fellas?
Big Wayne.
What's happening?
Oh, man, you know what we you know what we do, man. It's I went out to 41 yesterday. I took my little street car out there.
Oh, yeah? Get any action?
I was going to get some action from the Ground and Pound boys, but they went up there to make a pass, and they broke they drive. So.
Okay. Yeah, ask the king about Milan yesterday.
Hey, man, I think I seen it on Facebook. Somebody said the gold digger is the truth.
I know, man. Hey, he said he couldn't keep it off the back, though.
Now, you know what? Now, I ain't been in racing that long, but they told me when you put it on the bumper, you can add more power to it.
I'm on the well, I would elaborate, but I can't really, you know, tell the man program, but I understand. Yeah.
Who is
that? It was taking everything.
Yeah,
it was taking everything it wanted. You want to put to it.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
girl.
Not much. I need a car.
Hey, somebody selling cars. You got background noise.
Yeah, somebody want to talk. Is that
your
face up?
Yeah, I just unmuted. I unmuted Kid, 8424, and I unmuted 4015.
Yeah. But beers.
Hey, that's preacher boy, man. Don't take me off.
It ain't me. I ain't selling no cars.
Hey, I'm making it with the family. Give me a couple minutes, fellas. I'll be right back.
Okay. What's going on, kid?
Ain't nothing happening, Beers. I heard you went out there to 41. Goddamn, scared everybody away from out there, huh?
Man, didn't win. I know, man. I ain't scared nobody, man. But I was itching to get to that track, man. And I went out there and I made a horsepower pass, and they said there was some smoke coming. So you know, I thought the nitrous would clear it up.
Yeah.
But it smoked again, man. So I gotta see what's wrong with it, man. I don't know what's wrong with it, but you know I'm gonna get it together, man. I'm gonna get it together.
Yeah, I heard that. Hey, let me holler at Preacher Boy. Oh, he done got off the mic like he did the other night. Okay.
He don't hear. I didn't get off the mic, nigga. I muted it.
Oh, you muted? Well, I'm muted. Hey, you kicked off that shit the other night. I'm glad it's over with. They got it out in the open.
Okay, but I cleared it up. I just want
to right.
You
clear
it
up. Right, you cleared
up
everything. I got to take my hat off to you. You got everything squared away.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Yep. Give me a couple minutes, y'all. I'm talking to some people. I'm on mute, but don't take me off.
Oh, you selling cars, huh? You selling them with
man.
The title or without the title?
Anywhere you want them, man. How you like it?
Okay then. So how was the track, Biz? It hooked
pretty
good.
I mean, I thought it was. I got down the track. I didn't spin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the second weekend that it was open.
Yeah.
I didn't have any problems. And actually, the cars that was there, I mean, it wasn't any really grudge cars there.
Yeah.
But, you know, the cars that were there, mm-hmm. they didn't have any problem with getting down the track.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard the Three Luck, they was up there at Union Grove.
Yeah.
The Preacher Boy.
They do anything?
Oh, they said Three Luck went down the track. You know, he did pretty good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He should be hitting on his chest shortly.
You know, Three Love, man.
Yeah. He should be hitting on his chest shortly like the big gorilla he is.
Yeah, well. Hey, man, it's that time, man. It is
yeah.
that time.
That nigga already beating on his chest. That nigga chased me down last night at the track, telling me he gonna whoop my ass. I run on spray heels, running on motors. I told man, it's too cold to be spraying my car, man. I'm not trying to run you, man. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't make a move at the track yesterday without him. I put my car up just because he kept fucking with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he got you in his eyesight.
He got some fresh pussy, but he don't know what he's fucking with. Fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm going to town yesterday.
That preacher boy?
Yeah, that's me, dear. Leave me alone, dear.
I know, I'm gonna ask you, are you gonna run three laps? How you gonna run them? Okay, I just want to know, I got a try, but what happened with the white Malibu, it broke the drive shaft.
Okay, because he's supposed to have been running me, so I want to know what happened, because I guess him will be in the ring pretty soon.
You going to Memphis?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I don't know quite yet.
Well,
hey, Biz, we hear from Donnie lately?
You know what? I got to call Jay because I want to know if Jay going which way.
Okay.
I don't know.
I want to go bad as hell, man. My wife can't get off. I got a lot of other stuff I got to do.
Okay.
Well, you know what? If I don't make that, I'm sure going to try to be there on the floor.
Okay.
Well, that's what we're trying to promote right now. Motor City Mayhem. When Wayne them get back home, you know, hopefully they can let us know everything that's being planned right now. You know, everything is pretty much in its infant stages. We just got this date. And they got some good things planned for you though. They got a hell of a shootout planned for the good guys. Hell of a shootout.
Great.
Okay.
Hey Biz.
Yes, sir.
Did anybody get a report on what happened down in Houston?
I didn't get a report, but I did hear it was plenty of action.
Yeah, I heard. I wonder what Witt did down there.
I heard Witt went 2-1.
Oh, okay.
And the loss that he took, he got look at my kid. the loss that he did take, he got good back. He told him to get back up to the line and got his good back.
Oh, okay.
So, heard that the 901 Bad Boys are the front runners for Grudge Racer of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Good guy. So I know that'll make BT happy.
Yeah.
The season is upon us, man.
Yeah, it is.
You know, we're starting to get some consecutive 50-degree weather, where down south is getting consecutive 70 and 80s.
Yeah. I'll figure out the next week it should be headed in the right direction, at least.
Yeah.
Bro, take a picture of these computers and iPad.
That's what we're waiting for, man.
I want to talk a little bit more about this Motor City Mayhem. The shootout we put together, man. We don't want no excuses, so we got a little shootout we gonna throw together. Ben's trying to know us Motor City boys. He said we ain't good for nothing with no bars. So what we gonna do is any suspension, any power add, they can come in no bars, or they can come in with bars. You can even have 315s if you like. On 29 and $300 to get in. For $300 for the shooter. You can come with any car with that set up, anything on 29, any suspension, any power adder, and they can come in. Bars or no bars. It's gonna be an 8-mile race. So we're gonna have everybody, when you get there, you give us the money, you get in, and it's gonna start. If we gonna run, it's gonna be big money. I suspect a lot of cars are gonna get into that because a race like that, you really can't lose. If you got the baddest car on 29 and you racing, you gonna win. But with that, this is gonna be the first Motor City belt that Grudge Inc. will be giving away. So whoever wins,
you got some background noise. So find out who that is. Close that mic.
Let me see what that is. Hold on. Let me see here. Is it cleared up now?
Yeah.
Okay. So with all that being said, Grudge Inc. is going to be giving away the first title belt for the first time in Michigan to whoever wins this event. So it's up for grabs. There's no baddest on 29s right now in the state of Michigan. So Chicago guys can come get it and take it out of our backyard. Or someone from Detroit can come in and win it and keep it in our backyard. Or whoever else comes in. But I really want to see what's going to happen because I know some cars is going to lock in. A lot of people are scared to race. So we might get races, Grudge races, that we would not normally get with an event like this. So I'm very interested. I know Biz bringing some toys to play with. And I know Wayne going to get in there with something. So I'm really interested to see him come out with this belt. Very interesting.
Hey, but you know what? What happens if a Chicago guy come up there and take a Michigan belt?
You know what? Then we're going to have to come down to Chicago and get it back.
Okay.
Y'all ain't going to get it, though. Chicago ain't going to come here and win nothing.
Okay. Well, I just got a text from my main man, Teo. He said it's 80 degrees out in California, too. So, well, this is not only 80s in the south, it's 80s out west. So, Teo, you make sure on May 4th at Milan, Michigan, and you know Milan is one of the best hooking his tracks around, make sure we got some West Coast flavor there.
Hey, so.
What's up? Who is that?
This is Cecil, Off the Water Racing.
Oh, man. What's up, my man? Where you been at?
What? Oh, I got something for these boys. I just letting them know that Chicago ain't finna do what they think they do. Jimbo and them got reinforcements now. We gonna all come together, us Detroit guys. We gonna come together and get it together. We gonna get it right.
Uh-oh,
we gonna let the Chicago boys come.
We
ain't gonna let the Chicago boys come and try to do what they do, you know.
What you bringing out, man?
You don't believe that?
I believe it faithfully. Jimbo and them got help. Nah, they got help. We all gonna stick together. We gonna do this the right way. In house is in house, but now this motherfucker's coming from outside of the house, coming into our house, thinking that they're gonna just take over. That ain't gonna happen. We got some big nut niggas that's coming out now. Ain't just slow cars here. We got fast cars.
Okay, let me tell you something.
That hood rat car is coming to a theater near you. That's Off the Water Racing / Eastside Ride or Die. So
okay.
It's gonna be ready. The car ready. We've been just doing the finishing touches on it. We gonna do what it do.
Hey man, only thing y'all gonna do is add to the pot.
Yeah, well, if that's what it's gonna be, that's how it's gonna be. We ain't turning down none but our collars. We ain't running from nothing.
Well, I hope y'all just act, all y'all gonna do is add to the pot.
Well, we ain't running from nothing. I just want you to know that Chicago, whoever it is, we ain't running from nothing. You win, you win. We ain't planning on losing though. We got some nice cars coming out this year. Some nice cars coming out.
You know what?
Caesar, this shootout gonna be big, man.
In the words of Mike Tyson. Everybody got a plan because they get hit in the mouth.
Yep. I can take a punch. Hump them off the water. We take punches down here and we give them.
Well, we coming to hit you in the mouth, so we'll see if we can take a punch.
Okay, well, all right, we're going to be here to see.
Hey, Caesar, man. Hey, look, this is going to be a big shootout, man. And I need us to show up, man. I need everyone in Detroit there. I need everyone to show up, so. I need you to have every car. I know you got some artillery over there. I need every car that you got in this shootout, man. We need to come out with this belt.
That's why I got on the mic to let you know that we coming, gun smoking. We'll be there. We got more cars coming out than we ever had coming from Detroit since, you know, Jimbo and them was representing for the longest. Jimbo, Brian, them. I'll take my hat off to them. They have been representing us. But now we got more cars coming in. So we plan to be there. We going to be there for sure. And we going to run right. The car is right. We think it's right. Everything should be. We should let it run with everybody that, you know, that's come. We feel that. So we will be ready. 29, whatever they say, however they be, that's we're going to be all right. I think we're going to be all right this year. We got some nice cars coming.
They still got their bridge open going to Canada?
You come on to the D. You'll find out.
So y'all have
money. Y'all say y'all got so much money.
So y'all
have
a place to run. So y'all have a place to run and hide.
Well, we ain't hiding.
Tell them close their bridge down.
We ain't gonna let you down, Peso. We coming out. We gonna step out. Say on the weekend, all the people step out. They put on their pants and step out. We gonna step out on May. What you say? June 4th, May 4th,
baby, it's going down. May 4th,
stepping out. And it's
hey,
gonna
thanks,
be
man.
To see.
Hey man,
they
I can't wait, man.
They running over us. None of that. They ain't gonna run over us. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that. We running with some of our big hitters here. You know, like I say, I take my hat off to Jim Ball now. We Eastside Riders out off the water. Brian now. We got some nice cars that's going to step up to the plate this time.
My man, hey, I'm hey. There it is, dog. It's going to be on and popping, man. I appreciate the love and support, baby. We're going to show up.
Oh, yeah, we're going to show up for sure. And all my guys is out there. I know they're hearing us. I'm representing us. I'm off the water. I fuck with Riders out on my people. So we're going to represent on both sides of the stage. And I know Jim Boy and Wayne and all of them, they're going to represent. So we're going to all get this shit together, and we're going to represent, like I said. And it ain't
hey,
no so. Money shortage. So if they thought that they was going to scare us by trying to bet some, it ain't no shortage. We'll be there, pockets full, all four pockets full. They want us to bring it another kind of way, we'll bring it another kind of way.
Say so.
So
y'all better
we'll
check
make,
right now. Make sure Kwame didn't take all the money now.
Yeah, Kwame did. I don't know what he did, but we pretty all right now on this end over here. We ain't running
okay,
from the Chicago boys, New Jersey boys, Atlanta, whoever it is. We going to try to step up to the plate. We ain't going to just let them just keep doing what they're doing, thinking they can talk about Detroit, and we ain't going to back them. No, we coming. This time, we stepping up to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
We got some very nice cars coming out, dependable cars, one of the nice numbers. I think we'll fit right in the category of all them cars that's coming down here. So it's going to be an all right thing to see this year. I think it's going to be one of the best seasons this year. There's so many cars coming out this year, so it's going to be a nice season this year. Real good.
Mm-hmm. But I just don't need it.
Keep it racing. You know, we got guys out here, we call each other B-words and all that, but nah, this is business now. Detroit gonna stick together, and we gonna come together, and we gonna represent for you, my guy.
Man, we gonna beat you people so bad, man. We gonna have y'all fighting amongst each other.
We gonna be
other,
here,
man.
We gonna be here for y'all to beat us in, cause we not turning
hey,
our collars.
Hey,
colors,
hey
like
man, listen, man.
When we
come on the track, man, my car this, my car that. I couldn't make it.
I don't see none of these guys saying that right now, cause all the cars that I've been seeing, heard, and watched, there's a lot of cars that's ready. We ain't not. We a couple screws turned from not being ready. We ready. We'll be ready definitely before May 4th, guaranteed before then. So we gonna, like I said, we gonna represent for my man Peso. Shouts out to him and Hood TV.
Hey, yeah, so man, you got it. Hey, I just unmuted a few mics, 9248 and 8232, and Melvin 6868. So y'all know y'all good to go.
What's going
yeah,
on,
man,
fellas?
What's going on? Who this?
It's Melvin, man.
What's up, Melvin?
Hey, man, we got a big shakeup going on here in the organization. You know what I'm saying? I don't know all of the details on all of it and everything like that, but I know the family is being really, really, really shook up here over this grudge racing thing that we got going on, man. And it ain't supposed to be like this. I know it ain't supposed to be like this. We shouldn't be having these problems that we having over a simple race, who got the quickest car and everything else like that that's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? And I've been around the game for a long time, and I'm not really happy with what's going on with this whole situation. And that's just how I'm going to put it down, just like this. All them boys that show up out there and miling on May the 4th, if I decide to come around there to get involved in that, every last one of them motherfuckers can get the back tire from me. I will run every last one of them motherfuckers that's standing up, that's going against this revolution and this thing that these boys has put together here. They put together a good thing, and this family has just got broken up over some bullshit that's going on out here. So if I decide to show up in that motherfucker on May the 4th, I'm showing up in there to represent Notorious Speed. I'm not representing the other side. I'm not representing this side. I'm representing because I'm going to stand up in this city and stand up for what I've been doing all of my life is drag racing. So all of them boys, that's Wayne, that's whoever else and whoever else, I'm going to give every last one of them the back tire when I pull up in there, and I plan on whooping all of them asses when I show up in there. You know what I'm saying? And like I said again, it's a bunch of bullshit that's going on in this family, man. We shouldn't have to have this type of shit that's going on, that's happening here. And it's not really acceptable in my world. The rest of the world out there, y'all can do what y'all want to do. Mylan, it was a good track. Miley treated me good. I ain't got no problems with Miley, but Miley has done a lot of people wrong and everything like this. And what just happened here
It's just broke up a big thing. Now we got more shit that's going on in the grudge racing world.
Hey, can I make a comment,
man? I don't
man?
Have anything else.
Yo.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Listen, man. First of all, this preacher boy again, man. Listen. The problem is y'all dwelling on something that's already been... Listen, y'all dwelling on something that's been fixed already. The problem is now everybody got to realize, everybody human, everybody got their own emotion. Leave your emotions at home, come to race, win, lose, or draw.
It's not about my emotions is I'm not going to let nobody out there outrun me. I grew up like that. If I got whooped, I pay my money, it's a done deal. I don't have a problem with losing. I don't got no problem with losing. You know what I'm saying? None at all. That's why I want to pull up in that track to show the man that I am. I'll give whoever show up in Milan. If I pull in there on May the 4th, they can get the back wheel from me because that's the way I feel. I don't care who it is. Whoever pull up out there and get the back wheel from me, if I pull in there and decide to do that between now and May 4th, but there's still a whole bunch of bullshit that's going on out here in the drag racing world, man. And it ain't got to be like this, man. There's plenty enough room in this whole world of drag racing for it not to be like this. This just like some turf war shit that's going on, man. And it don't make no sense. It don't make no sense for all of this shit that's going on to be happening over a simple drag race. Well, we all started on some service drive drag racing, man. It don't.
Listen, man. You got people. Listen, man. You got people that got family members that can't even get along with one another. So you worried about all the strangers getting together and trying to unite. If that was the world, this world would be perfect. The president can't make everybody unite. So don't look at it like that, man. You just be the person you be and trying to control you, man. That's all you can do, man.
Well, I do listen. I'm under control. That's why I'm giving whoever they show up. When I pull in the Milan and if I decide to race somebody in there, they automatically got the back tire for me. If he the fastest motherfucker that all y'all think it is,
hey,
he still get the back tire for me.
The back tire? Hey, who was this time going to get somebody the back tire?
That's Melvin, me, Notorious Speed.
Melvin, knock it off.
What I got to knock it off for? If I give you the back tire, that's what I want to do. If I don't catch you, you get
Melvin.
The money. It ain't about
Melvin,
the money, man.
What size tire you got on your car? What size tire you got on your car, Melvin?
Whatever size tire I feel like putting on there. I got 29s out there in the garage. I got 31s out there. And I can go to the store and buy 28s to put on there. Whatever I pull up with, that's what I feel comfortable with when I pull
Melvin,
up.
Melvin, knock it off, Melvin. Knock it off.
Hey,
what
Melvin.
Is it who am I talking to first? Who is that talking
Biz.
To first?
You know who this? You know this, Biz.
Well, I'm on my way to Chicago, Biz. I didn't know. I didn't recognize your voice, Biz. Hold on.
Right.
I didn't recognize your voice, Biz. But hold it. Let me finish talking with Biz because me and Biz got a date on the 20th. I'm on my way to Chicago for the 20th to run Biz, and I know Biz got a quick car. I'm not worried about how fast Biz is,
hey, man, you
but when I get
door,
over
man,
there,
I want you to send it to us. You donate your money, so send it to us.
Don't worry about how I'm gonna do with my money. If he turned the wind light on, he got my money. I'm not afraid of losing money. Money don't make me. This program is bigger than what the money is. Okay, you guys got it. Did you need the money to win a race to get some money to put in your pocket? If I lose my next 10 races and the money that I lose, it don't matter to me. Okay, it's
hey,
all
man.
About who the quicker the winner is.
I
worry about no money,
dog. Somebody got a phone ringing in the background. You need to mute your mic. Whoever got a phone ringing in the background, please mute your mic.
Yeah, cut them off.
Hey.
Cut them off, please.
Okay,
no,
now.
Right. But I'm on my way. Hold on. I'm on my way to Chicago on the 20th. And what I got on my mind is when I leave Chicago, that belt that Biz got will be inside of my car around my waist. That's the way I feel right now. And ain't nobody on this phone line can change my mind until Biz turn that wind light on. Right now,
no,
it's a 50-50. Yeah, hold on. I don't care about what Biz got. I don't care about how much money Biz does spend. I don't care about who Biz's crew is, who Biz's driving is, who Biz's Biz is. You guys don't understand. But hold on a minute, man. I can't talk, though, right? You let me get a chance to talk. I can't talk, right?
You ain't
getting
nothing but talk.
Say what?
You ain't getting nothing but talk.
But I can't talk if everybody else talks. I'm not afraid of Biz.
Who got the back call, man?
Whoever in Milan if I'm in Milan on May the 4th, whoever in there gets the back tire. I don't care who it is. Who are you? You can get you can get the back tire, Biz. If you and Molly don't make a fourth, if I'm in there, you can get the back tire. Because when I come there, when I come there in April the 20th to see you,
I'll
leave there April the 20th, you're not going to have that belt, Biz. I'm telling you that now. I'm not talking no shit. I'm coming to drag race you, Biz. I'm not coming up in there to let you talk that shit or whatever it is.
Hey,
when the race
hey,
is
hey,
over
hey,
with,
Melvin,
either you still had a belt,
Melvin,
Biz, or you ain't going
to
have it, Biz.
Talk, man.
Melvin,
say
let me
what?
Tell you something, Melvin.
Talk to me. I'll let you talk. I'm finished. Go ahead, man.
I could blow the tires off at the start line and still come get you.
Oh, okay.
Biz,
all right.
Give me the break. You giving me the break, right, Biz? Right.
No, I'm not giving you the break.
But you giving me the break, right?
No, I'm not
Hold on. If you giving me the break, we can double the money, Biz. We racing for $1,500. We racing for $1,500 right now. For $3,000, give me the break, Biz. And you already putting eyes on the money. So you can win you some more money, Biz.
Melvin. I am not giving you the break.
Okay, it's one and one, right?
It's one and one. And one and one is not the break.
But I already know that. You schooled me on that the last time. We ain't got to waste time on what you schooled me on. You know what I'm saying? I'm an old guy. You guys got to take me back to school. But the bottom line is two cars going to go down that drag strip. One going to win, one going to lose.
That's
right
that,
now,
you
a winner and I'm a winner.
Like
nobody know who's going to win that race, Biz. And I'm not going to pull up there.
Somebody know who's going to win that race.
That's you and your gang, and I don't have a problem with that.
Listen, Mel, you feel like you know who's going to win. I feel like I know who's going to win. So somebody is
that's
right.
The
50-50. Somebody's telling them
that. But hold up. That's the 50-50. When
right.
it turns into Biz, listen to this. When it turns into 49-51 is when you got a winner. Whoever got 51 gonna win the race, and whoever got 49 gonna lose. Okay,
no,
you ain't got the 49.
It's gonna turn
you
into 100-0. It's gonna turn.
Okay,
somebody gonna
what,
tell
Biz.
The truth.
But
somebody
Biz,
gonna tell the truth.
Hold on, you know.
Biz. Hey,
you
Melvin, I gotta say this.
Hold on,
Melvin.
Go ahead, I'm gonna let you say it.
Do you know how to play Biz with? You play cards. You know how to play Biz with?
You know what? Playing cards and drag racing is totally
good. I'm asking a question.
I don't
know.
I'm trying to get you somewhere. I know how to play Biz with.
Hold on. I'm going to let you talk. But bear with me. But you know how to play Biz with?
Yeah, I play Biz with.
Okay.
It's been 20 years since I've been out of the table to play some Biz with.
Okay, you said yes. Okay. Now, in Biz with, the game of Biz with, you have to bid your hand. You tell them the truth. If, when you get to, when they pass you out the cards, they tell you the truth. You tell the truth. When you say a five low or a five no, and you get set, that means you told a lie. So when you come over to Illinois or Indiana, you telling the truth or you telling a lie. That's all I'm saying. You're going to win. If you beat me, you told the truth. But if I gap you, you told a lie. That's all I'm saying. So somebody telling a lie.
Okay, but when you playing Biz with, don't you got a partner? You got somebody that's sitting on the other side of your table that's saying that's what they got in their hand, right?
Right.
So when that person fucks up his hand, then your whole hand is fucked up. I ain't got nobody else holding my other hand. I'm holding it, okay? So remember that part of the Biz with.
Hold on a minute.
All of those partners and all of that other stuff, I don't have any of that because I'm a one-man band over here. I build my motors. I drive. I do my suspension. I do all of it. I don't pay this guy to do this. Hold on, dude. Because since we're talking about this, this is why I feel good about Melvin because I drive. I build my motors. I do my suspension. I do all of my car. I don't pay everybody to do that, Biz. So that's how come, you know, I prefer right now to be talking to who driving your car and who building your motor versus talking to you because all you do is to spend the money to stand there to be able to talk shit to me. You're not even on the same level that I'm on, Biz. You know what I'm saying? Even though you can pay all of that money, you'll never be on the level that I'm on because you can't do what I do. okay? So that's how I feel. It's not how you feel right now. It's how Melvin feels. If that's the way I feel, that's the way I feel. There ain't none of y'all out there going to change that, okay?
Amen.
Okay, so you can go ahead. No. Hold on, Bill. Hold on, Bill.
Melvin, I'm going to beat the hell out of you, man. I want to beat you.
I just
man, Melvin, I am. I'm playing with you, Biz. When I come there on April the 20th to run you, Biz, when I take that belt from you,
you're going to have a different feeling when that next day comes. Because I'm going to take that belt from you, Biz. I'm going to take that belt from you, Biz. And remember that. I'm going to take that belt from you. Or the only other thing you're going to get is that little money that we bet. That ain't no big deal to me. You know how good I feel to be able to get in the ring with a heavyweight like you right now? If I didn't feel like I had the equipment to run you with, I wouldn't be standing here on the table talking about I'm going to run somebody that's going to knock me off, Nick. I'm going to show you what I'm made of, okay? You done showed the whole world how much money you can spend to make you the man that you are. I'm going to show you the whole world.
Melvin, you done spend money too. You ain't building my own motors, Biz.
Get in your car, Biz. Drive your own car, Biz. And then you can be on the same level that Melvin is on. Melvin is a driver and an engine builder, Biz. All you are is a guy that supplied the money to build a car so you can talk that shit. Get in your car and beat me. Then you doing something. Even if your car beat me, you still didn't do it. Your money did it. And all your crew that you put together, Biz didn't do it.
I never heard of Melvin.
You know what, Melvin? You're absolutely right. But my crew ain't the ones going to spend your money.
You can laugh. Biz, April the 20th will stop all of this. There's nothing to stop, Biz.
Melvin, I'm going to let you talk for the rest of the night. Only thing going to save you, Melvin,
is something crazy or rain.
That's the only thing that's going to save you, April 20th. Some unforeseen, something happened, or rain. Melvin, I'm going to beat the hell out of you, man. What is wrong with you, man?
But you know what? I don't have a problem with taking an ass-whooping, Biz. You know why? The reason why I don't have a problem with that, because that's a part of drag racing, okay? You know what I'm saying? You're not going to win all of the races that you get in. And if I don't win this race, it ain't no big deal. But I'm going to get in this race to race you, Biz. I'm here. When April the 20th comes, I'm going to be in Chicago at 41, ready to do battle with you, dog. And when I leave out of 41, Amen, what? Go ahead. Can I put a little extra?
We can do this at
you already got the odds on the money. We already got the odds. Say that again.
I put more odds on it. Let's do it at Whit Race this weekend.
No. I just told you I'm not traveling. I'm not going nowhere but to 41 right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't even feel like going around the mile with all the bullshit that's going on. That's my track, but there's so much bullshit that's going on between the motherfuckers that own the motherfucker around there and the motherfuckers that's doing what they finna do. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm coming to 41 to your home track, and if I got to race somebody else the way I feel right now, it's going to be in 41. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I got going on, and if I got to run somebody, it's going to be over there in 41 because them boys in 41 is fair to the game right now. Okay, the rest of them not being fair to the game. They want to pull that bullshit off.
Hey, Melvin, let's keep it positive. I will not mute your mic, but let's keep it positive and let's keep it about racing. Personal stuff. Hold on. personal stuff that you have against a track individual, keep that off grid.
I ain't got nothing. No. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's cool.
Hey, let's talk about April the 20th. Me and you going down. Belt is up there. I'm on my way to Chicago to do a motherfucking hit. And who I'm coming to Chicago here is your ass.
Hey, Melvin. Let's face it. Listen. All this stuff you talking got my phone blown up, and I done got about six people that say if you even make an appearance on May 4th, they gonna drag your ass and they don't need the backpack.
You know what the rest of them motherfuckers can do? They can kiss my ass until I get finished racing kids, okay?
Hey Melvin, can you sweeten the pot, man?
Yeah, but I know he won't give me no backpack. I promise you that, Pace, though.
Hey, Melvin, can you sweeten the pot, please? Can you sweeten the pot for April 20th?
Yes, sir.
Melvin.
Melvin fell off.
Yeah, hey. Melvin fell off. We're going to let him back in when he called back in. As soon as he heard Wayne and Biz talking, he disconnected.
Who is Melvin?
Am I on?
That's what I said. Yeah, you are.
Hey, Melvin fell off?
Yeah, he fell off.
Yeah, he fell off.
Can I get some of that fucking crack that he's smoking?
Hey, man, I want the man to sweeten the pot.
What is wrong with that guy?
Hey, man, I want the man to sweeten the pot.
Maybe he's looking for some friends.
Hey, man, he got a point to prove.
Yeah, you gotta prove something first.
Can I get you to take me in a private room for 1 second?
Okay, hold on.
Uh-huh.
Me and you, Larry?
Yeah, this is me, Miss Larry.
I said you want me and you in a private room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring your dollar.
Yeah, man. Melvin got some loose cannons.
Man, that motherfucker done hit his head.
What car does he own? I don't even know what he drives.
Man, hey,
he's got a Mazda.
He's trying to do this year what I was doing like 5 years ago. That motherfucker is so far behind the game, it's retarded. I don't know why he's trying to race all these people. That's just crazy.
Well, you got the back tire from what he said if he shows up.
Man, that motherfucker. I will get... I ain't got no car, but Wayne's car will gap the fucking shit out of that dumb motherfucker.
Man,
Whenever he wanted to do it.
I see why they don't want to legalize drugs. That shit there got them to fuck up a person's mind.
Man.
Hey, Wayne,
you still on here?
No, I think he's off.
Hold on 1 second. Brian, your mic should be open. 2900.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you on, sir.
Tell Melvin to bring that slow bitch to the track, and I'll fuck him up heads up.
No, take the back. He'll give you the back tire.
I don't need the back tire. Tell him to keep some bars and tires on.
Hey, is he coming at first? No, he's here now.
Who knows? I don't know what he's doing. He hung up.
Yeah.
I wish we can call him back.
Hey, it shows that he tunes his own chassis and builds his own damn motor.
Well, it's easy for someone to get on someone else who hasn't made any good hits and still testing their stuff. Tell him to say that shit to me.
What's happening at Milan? What's he talking about, Milan?
You don't know what he's talking about, man. That crack's got him just fucking with his head.
Man, I was at Milan today, and my fucking feet were sticking to the track the whole way down.
Oh yeah, that track gonna be a problem. Y'all gonna have to throw all of y'all gonna be able to throw all the power at them cars this year, guaranteed.
Oh yeah. I've never had an issue with that track to begin with, but it's getting better. I tell you that.
There's one thing about Melvin. He's saving a lot of money because he's doing all the work and shit himself.
Man.
They ain't going to save no money come betting time.
That ancient ass fucking bracket race car and shit.
Man, nobody got this guy. Somebody should call Melvin and get him back on the phone, man.
Man, I did not got his number. I don't want it either.
Man, Melvin in the left town. Y'all let him keep on walking or riding or however you leave it.
Now I got Motor City Jimbo and Brian Davis on the phone, man. Hey, man, what's up, man? We need to get these Chicago guys, man. I want to make sure we stump their head in the ground, cause you know last time they came in our city, man, they kind of killed us in that shootout we had last year.
Oh, they did.
Hey, the only one that got me was Biz, and I'm gonna let him. He got lucky on that one. I stopped.
Danye's
head in twice.
Hey, you know, I don't want Biz hitting the gas on motherfuckers going down the track again, man. I know he did that to Johnny last year. We can't be having that shit.
Oh, he'll do that to Johnny again, too. That's easy. Do that to Johnny, that's easy.
Gas, say so.
Yeah.
Off the gas.
Jesus, is that Biz?
The hell's that? That sounds like some intro for Chucky.
Right. I don't know what that was. Hey, but hey, shootout, man. Brian, you getting in this shootout, right?
I'm getting whatever you got. I just now called in, so I missed anything. I was working on the car. I missed whatever you said before.
Man, we doing a shootout, man. Any suspension, any power adder, 29s, you know, whatever you got, bring the car. No bars, you can have bars. Whatever you want to do in 29s.
$300 you or just a regular 29?
No W's.
Did you say bars were allowed?
Yep, bars allowed. Yeah, bars are allowed. No W, you can do 315s if you want. It's going to be an 8-mile race.
Hey, if you can't tune, if you don't know how to tune chassis, put some wheelie bars on.
You know, hey, I wanted to do no wheelie bars, but, you know, a lot of Detroit cars,
a lot of them guys don't know how to tune their chassis, so they're going to need wheelie bars. So if you see a car that with wheelie bars on it, they don't got a good chassis tuner.
I
don't care that they got them, but I'm just making a point right there.
Yeah. That's gonna be
true.
A good one. You know, I'm trying to get Danye up here too. See if
I
want to
get Tony Vines up here.
You gotta do is call him.
Get his ass on the phone. I'll fuck Dillinger up. Come lock that shit in right now. And then while I'm at it, Wayne's gonna fucking have some unprotected sex with that Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey, I want to see Little Red Riding Hood get up here. Hold on 1 second. Let me see. I think I have somebody trying to get it. Hold on 1 second.
Hey, Biz.
Biz on the screen right now. He away from the phone.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to unmute a mic 7163. You should be live. Oh, that's the one with that crazy noise. We're going to mute him. Okay, 8504. Your mic is unmuted. And then 7103. Hold on, let me get the mic. All right, here we go. All right. Who's still on? Jimbo, your mic still unmuted?
Who that? What's your name?
Yeah, man.
All right. So, Jimbo, man, what you got, man? You know, everybody want to know what you're doing this year, man. You know, when your car coming out, man, what you bringing to the table this year?
I'm not bringing nothing to the table for a while, hopefully towards the end of the year, but I'll be driving Wayne's car for him, so I'll be racing with Wayne for most of the summer.
But I ain't gonna have no car for a while. It's getting built. It's gonna take most of the summer. So I'm hoping by towards the end of summer, I'll be able to bring it out. But we'll see.
Now, what's going on with Small Block PD, man? We gonna be able to get Small Block PD up here, man, to go against White Trash?
No, I called him, talked to him. Their car's not gonna be ready by then, and he's concentrating on his car for that 2685 class. So I tried to get him up here, but they ain't got nothing ready, he said.
Okay. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Well, yeah, I'm trying to get some most pot started, man. I'm trying to get Flex up here, too, man.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
You know. Well, you know, the race is going to go down, man. I hope to get a lot of people up here, you know, May 4th. You know, I see a lot of people on the phone, and if you want to talk, hit your button, I'll get you in. This is about the shootout's going to be huge, man. It's going to probably be a pretty big payout. You know, I see about 20, 30 cars trying to lock in on it. That's easy money. Oh, this is going to be a beautiful grudge event. Hold on. Okay. 7163. Hey, your mic messed up, brother. I'm trying to, hold on 1 second. I want to try to get a special guest on the line tonight. 1 minute. Hey, preacher boy. Preacher boy, kid, y'all on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You have to make.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Biz.
Biz went to the private room, didn't he?
Yeah, he should be up. I'm trying to get Tony Bynes on the line, man. Hold on. We got I'm trying to get Team B on here too, man. I'm trying to get some of these some more local guys on here to talk some more stuff. But I see Cecil coming out swinging. Big shout out to them, man. That's huge, you know. See them coming out with some cars. I'm sure I know Bad Company gonna be in the building. Johnny Quick building a hell of a car. I heard he was at the track. Anybody hear how Johnny do at the track? Nope. Johnny Quick was down there getting down in Milan, along with Aaron. I'm really interested to see what he does this year, man. The car is looking really good. He got a very nice chassis tuner behind him. Car is getting done right. He's making some noise, man. He keep trying to go after Wayne. That's gonna be interesting this year. Never Scared, bringing out Grey Goose. And May 4th event, Motor City Mayhem, we're going to have our Grey Goose again. So anybody who got some all motor cars, you know, he's ready. It's going to be a nice, nice time. All right, man, it's I'm gonna probably conclude this call for the night. We got some spare time. Unless anybody need anything to say, got anything to say? Still got a lot of mics unmuted here. So, Motor City Mayhem, May 4th is going down. I want everybody to show up for the city and represent. We're going to have calls every Sunday, and details roll out. The shootout is definitely locked in. The shootout's going to be big. $300. You get in, 29s, anything better. Bars, no bars, race to the 8. Run it how you want. Mine is going to be set on kill. For my travelers, we're going to get some, I'm going to have some hotels being posted. So, you know, nearby hotels with great security. I know everyone really is concerned about the trailers and the cars. So, you know, the hotel, I'm working with those guys right now. So, we got some great security if you guys want to come down a little early. What was that? The track is going to open up at 10 a.m. on Saturday. So, that way you guys can get in and set up. Racing will start at 1. It's going to go to about 10 o'clock at night. So, it's going to be a beautiful day. I'm sure the weather's going to be gorgeous. Nice and mate. And we're just going to have a good time, man. It's going to be a huge race to see.
Yeah, them apples all being ripe on the highway, too.
We got some text messages coming in. Hold on.
Hello, Peso.
Yeah.
My mic still open?
Yep.
What's going on? I had to take care of something real quick, so I'm back, man. Well, did Melvin ever come back in?
No, man. Melvin disappeared, man. He's gone.
Okay. Well, you know, hey, Peso, I got to say you're doing a great job for it being your first time, man. And you're not getting your full Michigan support. You know, it's divided. You know, it's divided into two shows. It's but like we know, we gonna press on, man. We got a high call to grudge. We gonna do the thing. We gonna do things the right way, or how we feel that they are right. And we just gonna press on. So, anybody got their hand up?
No hand up right now.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Tail.
Hey, what up, buddy?
Hey, man, somebody mute his mic.
I can't quit it, man.
I hope they throw you a snowball through the phone line.
What's going on, Tayo?
Oh, nothing much, man. Boy, you got all Melvin all wrapped up, man.
Hey,
you got
man,
a crazy
man.
A dog in a hubcap factory.
I'm telling you.
Hey, but you know what, though, man? You got to give it up to him a little bit, man, because Melvin loves the race.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He does. And that's cool. And that's cool. He's confident. But, you know, I mean, it don't make me no better than him that I pay for this to be done. I'm going to be honest. I don't have the knowledge. I don't know how to put a rod and a piston and connect it to the crank and to make sure that the clearances is right and bolt the heads on and put the degree of the cam and all. I don't know how to get on there and adjust this.
Hey,
adjust
Ben,
that. So,
Ben,
yeah.
Listen, neither did Roger Penske, and look at him, okay?
I mean, when you in the heat of a debate or a disagreement, you pull stuff out your booty just to make yourself look good, you know. Cause, you know.
Hey, Biz and Tail, I don't mean to cut y'all off, but Melvin's saving a lot of money, man. He building motors, he tuning chassis, he pouring gas, he's washing cars. Hey, he got y'all beat, man.
Hey, man, the money that he saved, I want him to bet it. But I mean, get it up there. Let's bet like $5,000, you know.
Now, that might be a problem.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you, man, if Melvin's got it in his pocket, he'll do it. He ain't shy. I know that. But you know what, though, Ben? You know what I want to tell you?
Preacher boy, mute your mic, preacher boy. Hey, so
My phone's been muted now. Y'all gonna make me come off of mute?
Oh. So that wasn't you hollering in the background?
No, that's not me, man.
Oh, sorry about that, brother. Sorry about that. Hey, whoever was hollering in the background, man, mute your mic because we can hear you. But go ahead, kid.
Yeah, man. Like I said, Melvin. Hey, man. The lights are on and nobody's home.
So who gets the best tire, man? I missed that part.
A4 will be there.
Actually, said anybody he wants. What he said was anybody that he lined up against. You know, I mean that's not saying a lot. You know, he said anybody he lined up against.
I would never ever take the back tire from that man. I wouldn't race him if I had to take the back tire.
Hey, is that my man tight, man?
One day. I'm all in. What's going on, King Ben?
Hey, tight, man. I gotta talk to you after the show, man. We might have to take a road trip, man.
Well, you know that's what I do for a living.
That's who I'm talking about, man. He wants to race me for $1,500, and I'm not trying to outbet him or nothing like that, but you know,
Biz, I'm gonna tell you like they tell people in the car business. Do he have anybody that loves him that he can borrow $1,000 from until you get his next check or so?
I know.
That's what I'm gonna try to find out. If he make it like $3,000 or better, I'm gonna go ahead and really do him.
Yeah, I know he got one person in his family, or one friend that love him enough to let him get a couple dollars.
Well, y'all talk about the magnificent Melvin.
Well, you know, credit union, Wells Fargo, what that other bank is, Bank of America, and J Bonds we trust. Somebody needs to help us out. These are hot right now.
Y'all trying to get some handcuffs put on Melvin.
Man, I'm gonna do this fool something nasty.
Hey, B, is that dude Wayne on the phone, man? Never, always scared.
Uh oh.
What's up?
I'm was you on the phone?
Okay. Yeah, I think you said that. Hold on, baby.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I was just checking to see what you're on the phone.
Hey, Pat, what happened down at Atomic Dog Race?
I went to Texas. I went to Darlington.
Oh, okay. What happened down in Darlington?
A lot of good racing and not being funny with a shootout. Not being funny. Tony Vines was like a kid in a candy store. He could not stand to see the shootout go on without actually taking part in trying to find a murder case, right? So he took and got and gave a big tire Nova with Willie bars on it, the back tire. And I came through Augusta today and I seen Tony with a flashlight still looking for that Nova.
Ain't Tony Vines with like brown skin or you know, like, yeah, brown skin?
I don't know. I know he got 9.5 fingers. So,
okay.
That I can't
see. I heard after Gargantua made a pass, Tony turned white.
Woo! Gargantua shook that motherfucker in the hot gear. Woo! I say, ooh. Who you betting with? I say I'm betting with Giganta. Oh,
Hey, man, Big Dick ain't bullshitting. Big Dick ain't bullshitting.
He's turning the wick up.
Huh?
He turning that wick up.
Man, he done bought some of them pills from Dog, and when he bought some of them pills from Dog, Tony say I ain't want them problems. Dick was giving the gangster boo to the back tire.
And Tony didn't want none of that?
Huh?
And Tony didn't want none of that?
Wayne, let me tell you something. I'll bullshit aside. If you own the gangster Bluetooth and you seen that shakedown, you wouldn't have wanted them problems neither. Not after you look at Joe Kicking and seen your ET.
Okay.
Oh yeah. But Gigantor, they ass is on deck this Saturday. Guaranteed, they on deck now.
Mm-hmm. Between me and Tony Barnes, if I had a Malibu, I'm going to make it run like the original gangster, Boo.
Huh?
I'm playing. I make mine run like the original.
They ass on deck, too, when we get dialed in. But, you know, it ain't no need of doing all that crazy talking because, you know, the flowers ain't blooming right now. But the birds don't start chirping, so the weather's getting right. And, ain't nobody safe if they got a 29. And if you got a small block sit on a 28, you don't have to ask for the back tire. You automatically got that motherfucker.
From what car is this exactly we talking about?
We talking about the Great White.
The Great
White? The Great White, the G body.
Okay,
the Grey Regal. What, Wayne, what you thinking, Wayne? You got something crazy up your sleeve?
No, I'm trying to figure out what you talking about, Coke Killer car?
You got something crazy? I see Wayne through the phone, I see that little rat on that wheel running on the side of your damn head. That's why I said small block got the back tire. That's why I asked for you. You thought I just call Wayne out for no reason?
What you got to understand about me, Pac-Man? I'm the type of guy, if I feel like I need the back tire, I probably won't race it. I'll probably wait till I get enough horsepower to sit beside you. I like to give the back tire. I don't like to take it.
You wouldn't take the back tire. You don't mute my goddamn mic.
I need you just fine, Pac-Man.
I heard you earlier say if you need to, you don't want nothing. You don't want nothing. So, you know, we have a big block. We have a big block, and, you know, we.
Well, I tell you what.
Huh?
If that big block happened to make it up here on May the 4th, it's a good chance I might sit beside it.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't stutter when I said that, so you know, close to that thing.
Yeah, you thought I was Lil Jon. Yeah. Okay. Wayne. Hey, I got a lot of hands up. I'm muting some mics, just so y'all know. I'm muting them. Go ahead.
Yo. Last time I damn ran into them, never scared, boy. Didn't you get me paid?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know I wrote never scared on each one of those $100 bills you gave me, right?
Yeah.
And hopefully we get this old damn raggedy bucket of boat to do what it's supposed to do. And,
Wow.
What?
So, Pac-Man, did you consider that easy money that you got, the biz got you?
It's just like picking up a newborn baby. There ain't nowhere in the world he can knock me out.
Okay, well, y'all should try to do that again.
What you mean we should try that again?
Whether it be with that Regal or whether it be with biz. Whenever y'all ready to try that again, I'm ready.
Hey, Wayne. I'll bullshit in the side. You know, it's going to get oil pressure, right? Yep.
Okay.
Yep, yep,
I just
yep,
wanted
yep.
you to know that before you put your damn foot in your mouth.
Hey, look, man. My engine builder came by today. He came by and asked my valves, adjusted a few things. All signs are go.
Oh, okay.
White trash is back. The rehab is over with.
Oh, okay. White trash.
That's right.
That's the name of that shit.
That's right.
Well, the only thing I can tell you, Wayne, the last name is perfect. Trash.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You say May 4th?
May 4th.
Okay, let me pimp this in right here. Fuck Wayne up May 4th, 2013. Wayne,
hey,
you've been put on
put
the
it in,
schedule.
Put it in capital letters.
Yeah, I got that down there.
Couple of exclamation signs behind it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Now, Wayne,
and make sure you highlight it now.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't supposed to say this, right? You know we got a small block car coming out this year, too, right?
But you know how we feel about that. If it ain't ready yet, what you supposed to do, Pat?
No! Hey, I'm not. I'm see, we got oil pressure over here. I'm just letting you know. That is a small block car coming out. I'm just letting you know now.
All right.
But Wayne, now let me show you something. I raised my mama. Now, when I said sit on 28, you automatically got the back tire. That didn't exclude the junior neither now. Why he over there can't got his goddamn tone. See what I'm saying? Somebody's on mute Biz mic on this goddamn grudge intro.
I think Biz went to private roof for a second.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to sit back. I ran out of goddamn Bud Light. I'm going to go on mute and go get me another 12 tank, but, you know. That's Biz laughing?
Hey, but look. We looking forward, man. Y'all can make it up here on the 4th, man. You can consider that race live. We can call and lock that in anytime you want to.
Okay. Wayne.
Cause me personally, that car just don't scare me, man.
Well, Wayne, you look in the mirror every day and brush your teeth. You don't scare your damn self neither.
I mean, I'm a handsome guy. You know what I mean. So I don't have that problem looking in the mirror.
Well, Wayne, we
please have my wife tell me anyway.
Well,
my kids in the back, she laughing when I said that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but we're gonna go testing this week, and
okay.
Hopefully we go in the right direction. But Wayne,
I mean, you can't do nothing go in the right direction when you got a CT helping you. So I know you're gonna go in the right direction.
Yeah, but don't you worry about that. We'll make him kill his mama. If she get another lane beside us.
That's all good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I just want to let you know, friends of friends don't mean we can't grudge race.
No, because, you know, white trash got a bucket list. And knocking off a big block G-body is on that bucket list, so, you know.
Well, you better put Donye's name on the top of that list, because you don't want these goddamn problems.
Hey, we already, Donye already checked off, man.
Oh. Dunya, you need to
been there, done that.
Yeah. I don't like that. Now you done killed one big block and you talking okay. Well we like I said, Wayne, let me see this goddamn ET come first. I'll be waking you up Friday morning. You'll be like, damn, that's a long clock. No, that's that damn fool.
I hear you talking.
I ain't bullshit.
Well, I got a surprise for you. I got a surprise for Witt. Y'all ever cross this state line, I got something for you.
Okay. We coming. I don't know when, but we coming. Cause damn it, we going on a world tour. I'm gonna let my wife run the business while I'm gone. I don't know how she gonna be able to do that. Whatever she gotta do, is she gotta take vacation. But damn it, I'm going racing, and we going racing for 2 months straight.
Okay. Hey, Ty, I'm gonna tell you this.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Wayne. The Gordon boys,
yes, sir.
They bet good, boy.
Huh?
Oh,
yeah.
Bet good, yeah.
You didn't hear what I said while you was gone in the private room. I tell you this. When I threw that, if you sit on 28 and you're a small block, you know that stood for Little Junior too, right?
Yeah, but I got a hustle.
Who making the excuse? You or me?
No, I'm just letting you know.
I know it. You got a huffer, and we got cubic inches. And
okay.
Well,
with your help, I got cubic inches now, too.
Oh. Oh, shit. But now, Wayne, you know we got a little small block in the camp.
Hey, man. Ain't nobody on this phone that strikes fear in me.
Okay. Well, we coming to see you with that one now. I'm telling you, did a little testing this weekend. We like the direction we're going in. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I was on Facebook, and White Trash is back together, tight.
Did you know
right.
when I told him he got the right last
Yeah. And she's running good. She all the valves last, the carburetors adjusted. Man,
okay.
Hit that gas pedal, she go up to 8,000 with no problem. That's the problem. Back it down a little bit. No, the small block nitrous motor, you got to take them up in the eyes.
Hey,
okay.
Hey,
make
in the south
with them big blocks.
Hey, Wayne, in the south we call that yinging. When you take it over there and stop going, wah, it just yang. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to own one of the baddest small block nitrous cars in the world, and we called around and we couldn't get no problems from nobody.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this tight. Wayne actually looking for Big Ball in the daylight with a flashlight.
Well, I'm going to say this, King Beer. With me being the lawyer, you know it ain't a bank, no deal go on. It ain't nothing go on that I don't know nothing about.
Ball
will be down for a small minute.
Okay.
For a small minute.
Okay.
He had a little mishap. I tell you what happened.
Yeah,
but Wayne, you don't want them damn problems there, man, do you?
Hey, man, I'm begging for them problems, man. Only thing he's asking, is if he's on a 28-10-5 slip, and that's what he's going to be on. That's the only slip. Huh?
That's all ball run on. He throw them drag radios on there just for the hell of it, but he know they caught on like that.
Yeah,
well,
he wouldn't lock it in.
Like
he sure wouldn't lock it in.
No. Oh, you say tell Ball to lock it in. We don't know.
I said Big Ball wouldn't lock it in.
Sure not.
About a month ago, they tried to lock him in. He wouldn't lock in.
Well, I really don't blame him, Biff. Every time, the last three times Ball been out, he done blew up, so.
Yeah.
Got a little issue going on with them little cubic inch ass motors. You don't have them problems over here.
You had that when you're trying to chase the white boys down in the drag race. Sometimes that happens.
That's me, I'm gonna kill it. You had that when you what? Trying to do what, Wayne?
when you're playing catch up to the white boys, that's bound to happen.
I just want to ask you one thing. The white boys got a big block or a small block?
Hey, man.
This
shit here for grown men. Nobody want to hear that shit.
Yeah. Okay. We gonna freeze that shit.
No, just like I told you with Cold Killer. Cold Killer got a big block, don't he?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
All right. Now, don't make me give you a 2-for-1.
Oh, come on with it. I love them. Shit, well, every time I go in the store, I go to the clearance rack first. Come on.
It's just one car give you 2 ass whoopers. Now, how you want it?
Okay. I want both of them.
See, you boys, the thing about y'all Southern cats, man, y'all real, real tough when y'all down in your own backyard, you know what I mean? Like Witt over there in Holly Springs, you know, Tony over there in Jackson, you know, y'all real tough in your own backyard, but get y'all away from the house. Y'all just like the next man.
Hey, Wayne, I'm gonna tell you a little secret, right? And just in case you don't know. You know,
hey, man, all I know is the only guy that ever came up here and put in some work was 7-Up.
Really? I'm just saying, we locked them bitches in for a year till somebody get tired. And Wayne, we didn't get tired.
You locked two in for a year.
We locked Tony Bynes in with that grown folk Mustang put together way better than 7-Up. And we said that somebody got tired, and it wasn't us.
The grown folks Mustang. I ain't too familiar with that one.
That's the one that he wrecked when he was he had Harry O beat by six sixes.
No, okay.
Yeah, but now Wayne.
Yeah.
Wayne.
Yeah.
You're gonna get a lot of action from the South. You're gonna get a lot of action from the South.
Okay.
Yeah, I guarantee.
I got one question. Should somebody up here go down there and run a little country? Me myself, I say no.
That's why they call it slam dance.
Huh?
Sponsored. The people that got that can, I mean that meat.
Oh, you got background noise. Let's open up two mics. 313-0778 and 313-7047.
Yes, sir. What's happening? Heavy gang.
All right.
Heavy gang.
What's up, though?
What's the dealio, baby?
What's going on? What's up, little friend? You all right?
Yes, sir. You're sitting back in the cut. You know how I do. Got you back. Okay.
Yeah, cause I might have to have you get on Pac-Man over here. You know what I mean? He's talking that real slick down south shit.
Pac-Man? Who is Pac-Man?
A lawyer with no license.
Tight mouth?
Who is that talking shit?
Hey, he's been never scared.
That who?
Huh? Lil Fred from Never Scared.
Lil Fred don't scare me. What's that, Biggs, what was that guy that was talking about betting all that money there?
That was Brian. That was Chucky.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chucky, yeah. Chucky, we going to come and fuck him up, too.
I don't think y'all going to. You know, that's CT, man.
Let me tell you something. This right here. Let me tell you something,
Ben. I knew that would get a response out of you.
Guess what? Let me tell you something. That's okay, but he's just like this here. When you got some game dogs and you having to sell one of your pups off that champion bloodline, guess what?
Uh-huh.
I stopped that shit too. Yeah, that's his main guy. But one thing about him, he hates to lose. And guess what? You know,
They look alike, but goddamn it, we pay bills down here in the South.
I know that's right. Hey,
we a motherfucker.
Hey, you catch Chucky. Hey, you catch Chucky away from away from the litter. He'll jump.
I know he will. And down on his ass, I'll make his tuna go against him. That ain't fair.
We like that more money too, though.
Guess what? That ain't fair, is it? That's just like, that ain't fair. I know it. He'll be, I really don't want to do it. Well, we got money locked up. What you going to do? Shit or get off the pot? Y'all gonna make me call that motherfucker and get down on his ass now. I done told him. We don't care nothing about it. Let me show you how serious that is, Biz. You know we fucked Boogeyman up down here, right?
Yeah.
We done ran into them type problems before. And guess who had to drive against Boogeyman?
CT.
And guess what? Boogeyman was happy with his ticket. Matter of fact, back then, I get to talk about it. Back then when we ran Boogeyman, he ran his fastest time back then. So you can't say the man didn't do his job. You just got gas on the cold out.
Yeah.
We done ran into that problem before, so when I tell you he'll go, we know he'll go. He ain't got no goddamn choice but to go.
Hey, man, what the hell can you say if you pick up your ticket and you done ran your fastest that you ever been and you got beat? But you know what?
Guess what? I gotta say this, Tate.
I wouldn't be real if I didn't. I gotta be 1-800. Keep it real. What the hell wrong with Boogeyman trying to run him when he knew how fast a freak he was?
Little baby, she did that for him. That she is right there, and she ran.
Well, Biz, it's like this right here. Man, it's like this. You like your ticket, we like our ticket. Now, guess what? Let's get down. We done ran into that problem before.
That's clear.
Make
money.
Every game.
You can ride for real.
Motherfuckers down here on Edward, man.
Are you serious?
My buddy ain't out there. No, we kick his goddamn ass if he is. I'm just riding through. I was at the gas. These motherfuckers out here like it's my 100 degrees out here, man.
Damn, you're out there way cool, huh?
Yeah.
I know, Paul, but what's his job now?
They out here.
Man, they taking cars in Detroit for that, ain't they?
Yeah. That's why you want to catch me out there spectating. They're watching.
Yeah.
Hey, I might go out there and spectate, but damn it, I'm gonna be in a 1990 color Sierra.
You only want to be out there spectating.
No.
You going? Hell no. You going just like you had a car out here.
Oh, man. They throwing a case on you?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't want to be out there spectating then.
Yeah, no. I will right on past.
Cases.
I don't want no part of that.
Hey, Biz. Biz.
What's going on, Larry?
I got a text from Drag.
He married another rapper.
Okay.
He said, tell Big Wayne, he ain't nothing.
I think Big Wayne know that he's Drag poster boy for saying that he ain't nothing. Yeah.
Everybody has a personal opinion. Remember that in life. Some people like this, some people don't like this.
I don't like him. You like him? I don't. They don't like you. Some people don't like Jalen. Some people gonna talk about you. Some people ain't gonna talk about you. Remember that in life, that's how it's gonna be. You can't get upset about it.
I'm air hustling like a bug. I'm trying to see who he's talking about, who he don't like.
Is that Melvin?
I hope it is. Melvin, you on the phone? Big Melvin. Yeah. Peso, you still there, Peso?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay, okay.
I don't see Melvin on the. I don't see Melvin on the board right now.
Okay, okay. What time is it?
It's 9:35.
All right, well,
what
shoot,
time
man,
you gotta beat up, Ben?
I'm about to. I'm not trying to hold y'all up. You know.
Hey.
Do y'all want to keep it going, or do you want to do final comments?
Hey, man, I ain't got shit to do, man.
Nah, me neither. Well, I need to get on the phone with
you.
Yeah,
let's keep it going, baby. This party just getting started.
What's going on, baby?
What's up, King Fizz in the goddamn building?
I can't call it, man.
Hey, man, it's all good. Who else on the phone? Peso?
Man,
yes, sir.
Hey,
what's up?
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Hey, what's going on,
Peso? Like 40. It's still damn near full damn board, you know.
Hey, man. I'm all right, man. I'm over here cooking and relaxing. This to the show, baby. Getting ready for May 4th. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing just fine, man. Man, glad to be talking to y'all on this phone. Yeah, man. So I'll be there for sure. So.
What's happening, Leroy?
Man, faking it till I make it, baby. What's up, kid?
Ain't nothing happening.
Yeah,
hey, Leroy, who heads you going to chop off on me on May 4th, man?
Man, who now? Who going to be there? Who, I don't know. I guess somebody might want something, and I'm going to try to
it's not who there. Who you want, though? From if you can have anybody you want to raise on May 4th, who you want?
Dude, I kind of like them. I don't know if I ran everybody away. I don't even know who up there no more. Cause Chemo, I know Chemo. He ran. He pretty much did help me as far as raising me. You know, so I guess if he show up, I might have to give him some type of package or something and deal with him.
Hey, Chemo, Chemo gonna be there for you. I mean, Chemo told me he gonna be there on May 4th for sure.
Okay, when is Chemo's birthday?
Somewhere around here. You say when's Chemo what?
When is his birthday? I know his birthday coming up, right?
I don't know when his birthday is.
Oh, okay, because I know he was saying he had to do something for his birthday for his racing.
Let's wait.
So I was hoping he had a little bit of that oil in him and feeling good and ready to do the thing, you know. But I don't know. I might get Chemo something real nice to, you know, just put on a nice little show or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, but I don't know. Maybe that vet. Is that Corvette going to be there?
Oh, you talking about Bandit?
Is he somebody that'll entertain us?
Oh yeah. The bandit will be there. I'm pretty sure he's gonna be there. What you want to do with that?
I don't know. But I would be highly interested. You know, I need to do a little sparring or something. You know, so if he want to do something, I work with him.
Okay. I wonder if I see if I can get him on the line, man. Y'all need to talk about
a lot.
Okay.
that's cool. I know he if he is as fast as he looks, goddamn, I think I might have trouble. But if he ain't as fast as he looks, I'm gonna put some on him.
Leroy ain't nothing.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. That sound like Wayne. Wayne.
What up, Leroy? You all right?
Yes, sir.
Baby?
I'm fine, man. Yes, sir. How about you,
hey, man? I'm good. I ain't got no complaints, man. Just got home from dinner with the family. It's Sunday night. We're chilling.
All right. That's what's up, Wayne. Goddamn, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Yes, sir.
Hey,
did y'all put a car together for me yet?
No, but I think the closest thing to you around here is gonna be Bandit. Because the only problem with Bandit is he on that 29 tie. You know what I mean?
Well, I thought he had something like 17 on that thing or something.
No. It probably could take some 17s, but he ain't got them on there. But I think y'all could be a good race.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Well, I would entertain it. So if you want to do something, I'm willing.
Okay.
No 17s. I ain't got no 17s or nothing on there. But
Yeah, I see we try to work on that one for May the 4th, man. Try to get that race popping right there.
Okay, that's cool. So I look forward to seeing y'all there.
Yeah, I want to see some 4-foot flames.
Okay, well, shit, I don't think my shit to spit out no 4-foot flames, would it? I got some little bitty candles be peeking up out of the exhaust.
Larry told me when you make a pass, don't even be in the first row of the grandstand. You can go all the way to the top.
Go to the top.
Get on out the way.
That sounds good, don't it? Yeah. Hey, the 4-foot frame goddamn popped my shit. So. Yeah, that 8,000 they caused me to put it back together, baby. You know, I ain't too quick to be spending that.
I know that's right.
You know, man, I ain't made goddamn 10 good passes and told the motherfucker up again. You know, so I'm like, man, it's gonna be all right. Man, I wish I would. Hey. You'd be a lucky ass to see some flames coming out that summer, gun.
But the good thing about it, when you get the tune up right, you got it right. So, you know, creep up on it.
Yeah, we're going to work it out, baby.
How Diane looking over there? He did you back together?
Shit, I didn't know he was broke. Shit.
Oh, I thought he hurried way back at Wheat Race. You know, I ain't know what he did since then.
Shit, I had my fingers crossed that everybody's shit was running good, you know?
I know that's right.
Yeah, man, I know what I be going through with mine, and I don't wish that on nobody. So I just, man, I'll just be praying that everybody motors together and everybody doing good. Hopefully somebody to roll ball for me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Gaddy.
What up?
Hey, they said the track was a motherfucker today, too.
Was it?
Yeah, quarter mile. I said he put his shit on the bumper. Broke some shit today.
Oh, okay. Goddamn. Yeah, Mylan ain't playing with y'all boys this year.
Yeah,
telling you the track will not be the excuse this year.
They quarter mile called me today. He's like, man, I done fucked this shit up. I gotta fix this shit.
But you know one thing I learned about Mylan though, you know the few complaints I used to have. Once you travel and you experience some of these other tracks, you kind of you didn't know you had it so good until you go somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You know. And you race on some of these tracks, you know, a little further south. Yeah, you appreciate that home track more and more.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
everybody ain't got seven kids like Leroy, man. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Right. I opened the garage and some garage at me yesterday. I ran up off that motherfucker.
Leroy, I ain't never seen your car run before. Man. I'm looking forward to seeing that, man.
Who would you say, Wayne?
I ain't never seen your car run, man. I'm looking forward to seeing it go down the track.
Man, I'm looking forward to finally racing somebody. You know, that's why I was all thirsty and shit when you cussed me out that time and told me bring my pretty ass down. My what you call me? Play pretty ass down there, which means never see me do shit. I said, well, I don't believe you. Hold on.
Hey,
watch this.
It's switchable. Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a little fun. It's switchable. What up, Boss Leroy?
Hey,
y'all call Tony Bam, Boss. That's Boss Leroy. What up, Boss Leroy?
Hey, what up, bitch? How you doing, man?
All right, man.
But you know what's funny about that, Leroy? Me and Jimbo was that day we supposed to race. Me and Jimbo was standing by the car, you know, just shooting the shit. And, you know, we had, you know, a couple people walked by, you know. One guy walked by and said, "It's Jimbo." Jimbo said, "Yeah, I'm Jimbo." He said, "It's the car Leroy racing." Jimbo said, "Yeah." The guy just looked at us and laughed, man, and kept walking. So you know that tell me right then they must thought we was crazy for locking in with you, man.
I'm sorry, Wayne. What you say, Mark?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here, Wayne. I had missed what you had said. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, no problem.
Hold on,
no
come
problem.
This way, man. Yeah, I'm picking my daughter up real quick. Hold on, one second. Okay, I'm back, Wayne.
Yeah,
you know, that's going without saying. Never scared racing, babe.
That's right. Yeah, we sure was going to try that shit. I swear to God, we was going to try that shit.
Oh, man. Well, y'all can still try it, Wayne. I was a little intimidated by what y'all asked for, but I wasn't that scared, though.
But we can try that same race. We just gonna cut the track in half this time.
Oh really? And what y'all gonna take a spark plug out?
Shit, we're gonna try to put two extra ones in that motherfucker.
That's what's up. What kind of car y'all got now? The same car?
No. You know, actually some people consider it downsizing. The tire them got smaller and the wheelie bar is gone. And it stops suspension. So you almost say we downsized.
Wow. That's what's up. So that means y'all downsized and going faster, huh?
Nah.
I'm impressed. Wow. I can't tell you what I heard, but hey, I wish y'all nothing but the best.
Well, good.
Yeah,
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it to myself, man. I ain't heard nothing. The only thing I heard was y'all got a nice car. That's all I heard.
Okay.
I actually heard a little bit more, so let me stop lying. But they did say it was nice. So.
Yeah, I know you're lying now because you ain't heard nothing. Ain't nothing to tell.
Okay, sound good. Sounds good to me. Yeah, so
Dale Leroy.
Yeah, but I give y'all a breakout to go with the back door. How that sound?
This car won't even see the other half of the track, Leroy.
Oh, okay, that's cool. So what I need to give y'all the back tire?
Who
Hood Rat 2 will be out next month or the month after that. We're gonna look you up then.
Okay. So what's that, a back half?
If I told you, I had to kill you, Leroy.
Okay, I got you, man. We're gonna work it out. Yeah. Meanwhile, I just watch you whoop people, and I'm gonna try to whoop me somebody. You know, they got me in a big old jungle with lions, tigers, and I don't know where the damn bears came from, but there's some bears in there. So I'm just, you know, getting ready to fight one. You know.
Yeah, we're just trying to keep it moving, man. Stay positive, you know. Let's make it a fun summer, man.
Yes, sir. We're going to have some fun, though. But I'll be in March 4th, and I'm making a lot of noise in my background. So I'm
going okay.
to get out. But y'all be good, man, and y'all stay safe. And see y'all soon.
Okay. How we looking, sure. Peso? Got any hands up?
So let me check here. I don't see any new hands. One is real echoey. Let me check.
Try to open it back up. If not, we're going to find the comments, you know. Shut it on down.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it because I got, well, let me see. 1176, and I'm going to do 3867.
What up, fellas? What's up?
Who are we talking to?
It's Lil Mike.
What's up?
I can't call it. That was Lil Fred I heard on there, too. Lil Fred, what's up, boy?
What's up, Mikey Mike?
I can't call it. Man, I thought I was going to come look at that truck, man.
You can come over and look at it.
All right, I'm going to get with you tomorrow.
Call me tomorrow. You got my number, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you can come over and look at it tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Who else on here that got their cars ready in the local area? You know, I want to start a little shit.
Hey, they on
Edward. don't say no names. No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say no names, but hey, man, shit, I rolled through there, kept pushing, man.
Yeah.
How dudes are looking, man?
He got to get his money together. He got some other little stuff going on right now, but he working hard at it, man. It's slow going, but my little two cars will be ready though.
Okay.
Yeah, my little pieces of shit will be ready.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no pieces of shit.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's what it is. All we use parts.
Okay. So what can you tell us about Melvin, man? Melvin got his chest stuck out, man. He ready to go down on some people, Melvin, man.
I was hoping he'd be on the show tonight. If he on the show, I sure want to hear his side of the story. You know, I like to hear it straight out the horse's mouth. That way I can't get it confused. You see,
he was on
the
road.
He hung up.
You know what, man? I've been on this show for about almost 2 hours. And y'all ain't true Detroitians and Michigans, man. Y'all have not said anything about the blue. Go blue. Yeah, we grudge ink and...
Yeah,
blood racing, but y'all about to go into battle tomorrow, man.
Hey,
man.
We
used to that up here, man.
Yeah, we used to
what?
That kind of shit, bitch. We used to that kind of shit up here.
Oh, man. No, stop it. Now, y'all try to be 100 and give y'all some accolades. Now, y'all go come on with that nonsense. You know y'all got two Chicago players.
You ain't got to do that, man. You ain't got to even do that. It is what it is.
Okay. I like that.
Hey, you see number four ain't called timeout, did he?
A lot of people don't understand this, though. Hey, check this out. A lot of people don't get this, or some people ain't. I was in Milan when that man called timeout.
Was you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That boy
man,
number
people went crazy,
truth,
man.
Boy.
Yeah, the people went crazy when we did that dumb stuff. Yeah. North Carolina. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I think they're going to pull it out tomorrow, man. I think them boys.
Yeah. It's going to be a good game tomorrow, baby.
They should. Hey, man, I like it when I could turn on and I see Tim Hardaway and Glenn Robinson in the audience. You know what I'm saying?
And they kids out there. They got their boys out there playing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But y'all go ahead back, man. Melvin, something else, man. I like what Melvin called in. Hey, you got to give him an A for confidence. Well,
hey,
Ben.
Yeah. No bar, no nothing. You can do whatever you want. But
hey, Ben. Yes, sir.
It don't matter. It don't count.
Man, where is Big Fred at, man? Where Big
hey,
Fred?
Man,
I
talked to Big Fred today.
He on the
talk to him this morning. He on a different
Fred.
Show now. I mean, a different shift now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he on a different shift.
Okay.
Hey, they said a fool that ain't money is on the party. Melvin just trying to give his money away. He don't know what the
crazy.
Fuck he doing. He jumping in the ring.
Melvin said everybody who show up, if he show up on the fourth, everybody got the back tie.
Yeah, he said that.
They said Big Fred.
Up.
They said Big Fred is on the Tony
line
show.
Up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The whole damn time you need to line up and get right on his ass. Down on his ass, they should go. He ain't going to even come to the track.
Man, he ain't going to come.
Yeah.
He gonna come. I'm gonna make sure he come. If not, I'm gonna sit out in front of his house.
Who is that, Mike?
Yeah.
You gonna get him, Mike?
You know how I do.
Old
Melvin. That's my man though. That's my man. I gotta give him A for effort.
Hey man, what's up with this sweet Lorraine talking about she wants some doozy, man. What's up with that, man?
Man, I don't know. It was a big old thing about that, man. A big old thing.
Oh yeah.
Who wants some doozy?
Huh?
Who wants some doozy?
Sweet
well,
Lorraine. Sweet
that's
Lorraine.
That's one of the bad company camp cars. And
okay, that red Malibu.
It's orange. It's like a burnt orange.
Yeah, orange Malibu.
Yeah.
You know what? My thing with them was, you know, you can call out whoever you want to call out, but you know, get you some wins under your belt. Of, you know, let somebody find out who you is. You know what I'm saying? You know, we don't know who you is. You could be the police. Let us deal with, you know, go deal with some people first. He just come out, you know, wanting to holler at, you know, he dropping big names and all this. And I say, man, listen.
But so what's the song, considering since Doozy is the king of the street, he got to work his way up the ladder. He just can't come off the rip.
That's all we were saying. You got to work your way up. Not to say that your car ain't fast or you ain't credible, but let somebody know who you is. For you know, let somebody come gunning for you.
Okay.
But if Doozy don't make it on this show, I'll take his place and stand
right.
For him for Sweet
cool.
Lorraine or Lil Lorraine or whatever they call it. I'll stand in for him.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well,
was any of them out? I'm sure they was out at the track this week, wasn't they?
Say it again.
I say I'm sure one of them was out at Bad Company was at the track this weekend, weren't they?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I was surprised. I thought Brian was going to be out there. I meant to ask him when he was on. Did y'all ask him when he was on, Peyton? Did he say anything about that?
He was on. He was on early.
Did he say whether he went out there or not?
He went out there, but then he didn't say nothing about he took a car or nothing, but he said he was out there.
Okay. I'm surprised I didn't hear that about Johnny Quick being out there.
He was out there.
Yeah, I was asking about it. Nobody said nothing about it.
Everybody thought, you know, I was scared to lock in with Johnny Quick while we on this subject. But I was just trying to wait till these dates get finalized. So anybody out there, who says I won't lock in with Johnny Quick, get him on the phone, push the one button, do whatever you got to do.
I'll do that. I'll do good.
My motherfucker be crazy and slow in the motherfucker.
Yeah.
no.
What about any Young Money on the phone with us right now?
We got one. Hey, look, we got a couple seconds left, so we can do some roundabout to close the comments real quick.
You got no time for the final thoughts, but
hey, Wayne.
Will Peso? Yeah.
Wayne still on the phone?
Yeah, this man, who it is?
When you coming back down south, man?
Who the CC?
Yeah.
I'm going to be at DJ Grant race, but I heard you was coming this way, man.
Yeah, we're trying. I'm trying to finish my 29 call.
Okay, okay. Well, you know we got a race on the 4th. You're more than welcome to come, you know.
Yeah. I already know. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. And I ain't got no problem, you know, going to that big block ass.
We're going to see, man. You know, you already know that's why I came on the show.
Oh, okay, well, you know.
I just want to make sure we still in touch. We're still in touch.
Oh, yeah. You know, like I told you, man, I was just getting the car, you know, worked out then, you know what I mean?
So whenever we at the track, we got it. We're going to lock in. We're going to race.
We're going to lock in, yep. You know.
Y'all ready?
If you need directions, let me know. I'll get you up. I'll tell you how to get here.
Hey, CC.
Yo.
Yeah, this Biz. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
The 29 is tied. Car ready too?
No, the 29 ain't ready yet.
Okay.
A couple more things got to do to it.
Okay, you know that. You know we got a shootout. We got a shootout going on the 4th. You know it's gonna probably pay out about a good 7,000-8,000.
But that's 29 or 10. I mean 28.
It's just 28 and 29. It's mixed together.
Oh, okay. W's are true 29.
Oh, no W's. 229.
True. That's the thing. I'm setting it up now. It's really just all W. I got a point to prove to a couple of people. Not a point, but I got something. A tip on my shoulder.
You hear that,
Ben?
Yeah.
He said he's doing a weak killer.
Oh, I did hear that.
Hell, I need to go see that for to tell us. You might can tell me something good. you hit it dead on.
Hey, CC, man, some people, from what I heard and what I've seen from you, you keep it 100, you know what I mean? Y'all ain't playing. I like that.
Yeah. Nice, huh?
Yeah.
But we at your ass, so you know that, right?
I mean, but you know, you ain't got to call me the devil. All you got to do is show up.
Oh, yeah, that's why I got on the show. To let you know, whenever we on the same premises, we going to lock it in. We got action. Somebody going to get fucked up.
Hey, it ain't even got to be said twice.
All right. Hey, Biz, you hear that, right?
I hear that. Hey,
okay.
Man, I already know that y'all trying to go, CC, and I already know and seen Wayne going to try to go. So I don't think it's going to be a problem if both cars are running, you know, close to potential. I can't see no problem. Now, CC, you going to be at Whit Race this weekend?
No, we ain't going to be ready. Because we're trying to have both of them ready. So
okay.
We're going to try to fuck Wick all the way up right then and there. And I might fail the car.
Okay. I know you done got a few people to ask you about the car. That's for sure. Yeah. All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, you going to come up to spectate?
Yeah. I'm going to fly up there, yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll see you there. Hopefully my driver stay in town so I can test my car.
Biz, you're going to get your money back.
If you
don't get it back, I'll get it to you out of my pocket.
Oh, no. Hey. That 901 bad boy. Hey, I know they got that horseshoe in their back pocket. It's going to fall out sooner or later.
Just let you know I'm at his ass.
CC, man.
Yo,
don't you and Brian Davis got some unfinished business too?
Him and Jody talk. It's the same way. Anything on 28, you know, they want to get it. We if it's nitro car, we don't care. Period.
Okay.
Yeah, especially on the same premise. Anybody on 28, you know, we on the same. We had the track. We got action.
I heard that, man. I like when y'all come out swinging.
Hey,
can I ask a stupid question? Or at least
I
ain't
no
question
stupid.
Okay, well, listen. What is the major advantage or disadvantage between a 28 and a 29 or a W? I mean, I hear everybody keep saying that I got the, you know, I'm on a 28. I mean, I don't understand what is the big difference.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't talking about like. What I'm trying to say. Not a scientific reason, but a logical reason. Not just what everybody else is saying. I mean, I need to, you know, back it up with some type of facts or something.
Well, supposedly you could put a little more power down on a damn 29, but. I've seen some 28 calls that don't give a shit about a 29 or 30, 31. Being honest.
Yeah.
In other words, the reason they go to screaming 28 and 29 because they don't want to go, man. They don't want to go.
So really, it's just something to use not to actually race somebody. It ain't got nothing to do with how the car is.
No.
Because, see, my logic is you could just change your rear end gear ratio to match it. You know what I'm saying? It's just a math problem.
But guess what? If you, not being funny, if you run at 29 and you put 28s on, you ain't got to change. That little inch ain't going to make no goddamn difference in the gear. You just got to have a good torque.
I agree with what that man said. That's my fault, man.
But depending
on the car, you might be able to go a little bit more at that 29, a little bit sooner than you can at 28.
Right.
It's all how you manage that power.
Right. That's all it's about. That's why I say it depends on the tuner. But shit, I see some 28 type cars that is really putting down some tires, and they small blocks, and they say they're coming to fuck. Always scared up on the floor.
Well, I wear my good suit.
Man down, Cole Ken. Enemy is in the track.
I can't wait.
Me neither.
Hey, Tyke.
Yeah, sir.
What happened to you in Montgomery, man? I thought you were going to come to the race.
I ended up keeping my son. You know, he four. One, he get a little taller, he can see over them calls. It ain't no need of being no homicide, man, and that's trying to hurt Junior.
Yeah.
You know, that's one. See, I sit back and I missed the early race because of the weather, but, she knows she ain't going to be getting that hair done on no goddamn Saturdays no more. I'm going to the track, man.
Yeah, your daddy was looking for you.
Oh, yeah, I know it. I would have won me some damn money, too.
Yeah, I hit pretty good on that shit, too. He was the underdog. When he made that pass, man, everything changed. Motherfucker was looking crazy, all type of shit.
Guess what? Let me tell you something. Man, he ain't never the underdog. Never. You know.
So when he had with that 3.9, everybody mind changed.
Yeah, what? I know it. That was perfect. That was picture perfect. That was just enough to get their asshole blown out.
That's what happened.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Hey, CZ, you gonna fuck Wayne up for me?
Man, I'm gonna fuck Wick up. Anything Wick got, 28, 29, 315, or whatever.
Wayne, always scared racing. Wayne. white trash. I want you to fuck white trash.
That not come across this state line, I tell you that.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
Hey, wait.
The Mason Dixon line,
man. We coming.
Okay.
All time can tell you, just be looking out.
Hey, man.
Your asshole getting blown out, Wayne. Hey, CC, hey. Let me know where y'all going so we can give him a fucking 3-for-1 special. Oh, Wayne
okay.
Don't care about 28 and 29, man. You don't give a shit about that.
Yeah, he can get all of them then, both of them.
That's right, all three of them. I'm going to be. Biz, you want to fuck Wayne up on that day, too?
Biz don't want these problems.
Biz is in his own fight.
Well, y'all know dudes are baking brownies on Sunday, man. Cut that out, man.
Damn. Yeah, I'm bushing. I went to Dalton last weekend. Well, yesterday. I seen a lot of little small block. Well, I ain't going to say small block. Little cars on 28th. Y'all bands don't need to go after one another so fast. How about walk down the hill and fuck some of these fools up?
Yeah.
It's a lot of them now. You just have to sit back. You know, I like it soft sometimes.
Yeah.
And nothing like easy money. You ain't got to run that way so fast. Save him till the weather get good and then blow his asshole out.
But my thing to CeCe is, if when this small block scratch him out, what is he going to say then? What is he going to do?
I'm going to come and shake your hand and say, you beat my ass, and then I'm going to say, we're going to do it again.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, you heard the way I work. I ain't say just beat you when I scratch you out, when I gap you.
Woo.
Hey Wayne, you want to be like Wiggy? You want to be married for life?
That's right.
Depends on how deep your pocket is.
You ain't got to talk all that, but I can marry you for life, man.
Okay. Well, like. What? Hey,
it's all good.
One thing I can tell you about them Never Scared Boys, they like them $100 bills, man. I still got some of theirs over here right now. I wrote their name on it.
Oh.
Damn, Wayne. Okay,
I'm
going
to
Hey, Tight, I heard Real Tree and Rick, man. Yeah, he did, man. One of the craziest accidents I've seen, right? He got beat off the tree. But Real, let me say it right, because I don't want to have to fuck nobody up. Real Tree was hurt. He was hurt, but
yeah.
He still was going to make the trip. And when he left, you know, the car, it was going, and it was a little spot in the truck, and it went to bouncer. But Doodle Rick, after the trap, man. I'm talking about way after the eighth of the mile trap, and he wasn't even on the gas, but he was, you know, going down the track and hit some water. In the cut, he got it on tape. As soon as he hit the water, it was like, whoop. But he'll be back real soon. I placed his order this damn last night on the way from the track.
Okay, so he ain't messing up bad then.
No, just the front end and a passenger door. I placed that order for him last night. I don't like that price. I don't like that damn price, but, you know, everything is negotiable. You know, everybody got a little income tax money. These bitches feeling themselves.
Yeah.
Shit.
I want to see Real Tree, Kanye, Big Lo, Cold Killer, Gangsta Boo, too.
Hey, hold up, Ben. Hold up. Stop telling goddamn jokes now. You was going good till you named that last thing.
Hey, man, we didn't want to leave nobody out, man.
Hey, man, it's okay sometimes. It's okay sometimes. No, it's a nice car. I really like the car. He gave a big top and over the back top, and he's looking for him in the daylight. I was on I-20 this morning, and I said, damn, that looked like Tony. So he's got to be looking for that Nova, but that Nova went the other direction.
So, Batman, so how's this going to work?
What you call me?
Hello?
Yeah, what you call me?
I thought that was Pac-Man talking.
Pac-Man.
What you thought I said?
Hey, but I thought you called me Fag, man. I was really going to get, you know, I was going to be the white guy. Nah, what's up?
I know you like Tony. You don't play all that, man.
Oh, shit. Hey, man, we talk race talk. See, I ain't even going to go there. Stop trying to get me in trouble. Go ahead, man. Shit.
Hey, you may forget what I was about to say now. Shit. You know, I'm over here shipping on this goose.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't drink, though.
You
man.
And me both.
Who that said they sipping on some goose, too?
You know who sipping on it. Your homie.
That's right.
I could sip a whole lot last night. I had to hurry up and fly up off that motherfucker.
I stayed there another hour, man. Something about that truck, boy. No other way home. That's all I can tell you.
Right. Did the dog have a good time last night?
Huh?
Did the dog have a good time last night?
Did we have a good time?
No, I'm talking about, did Chief have a good time last night?
Yeah. He was still going strong when I left. You know, he probably closed the place down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Probably going to beat the Rock.
Yeah. All right. Hey, so you went to sleep on us?
Yeah, I'm still alive.
Hey, so what you drinking on? Kool-Aid over there?
Man, I'm eating steak right now, man. I got
he got the Dom Perignon and steak and lobster and shit. God dang.
Hey, I am. Lobster, yeah, first and third tonight, man. I
had to cook for my lady. Yeah, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Shit, I'd be glad when I stop eating these sardines.
Sardines, I'm over here eating damn soup.
But see, what Peso would tell you, man, see Peso over there, man, eating steak and looking out over the water. You know, that's how he's living.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I wish I could look over the water.
I'm eating sardines looking out there at the street.
Hey, you know how we go out to Belle Isle and we got to rent them canoes?
Right.
They so pull that boat up right up to the back of the house, man.
Oh, shit. God damn, hey. Peso.
But I had to sell a race car, man. I can't even afford a race car no more, man.
Hell no, you can't. Hell, you looking over the water and shit, and you got that big ass boat. Shit.
No, that mechanic here was breaking it.
Hey, man. Try to quick take care of me, man. Be quiet, man.
I ain't say no names, man.
That's who
your mechanic was, man. I ain't know that.
Yeah, man, that car was fast, man. I was a man for about 3 months.
No, I'm just joking. I swear to God, I ain't never heard you say one thing about that man. One bad thing about that man.
He took care of me. You know, but hey, man, let's do final thoughts and wrap this up, man. We way past time. We going on 3 hours.
He'll call him out. Everybody on the line, you got to go down the line. Whoever open mic open, call the name out. Tell them to their final thought.
All right, man. I see here. I see 7173. You unmuted. 2526.
One at a time, Peso.
Man, well, shoot. Everybody, a lot of people unmuted already if your hand is up. But I don't see no. Everybody unmuted.
Well, Fred, you got any final thoughts?
Good show, baby. Never scared in the house.
Oh, shit.
She said, Mike, you got any final thoughts?
No, man, y'all just y'all funny, man. Y'all is funny. Chinese side mic neither, man.
hey, that's what it said in my phone.
No, man, Romulus mic.
I know when I give me some money, man, I'm gonna come to Detroit and I'm moving on 7 Mile and Grasher. I know that.
Well, go ahead.
7 Mile and Grasher.
Go ahead, goddammit. You can go all over there on the east side. You can go over there by yourself, goddammit, because that's all over there by themselves.
Yeah, because ain't nobody on 7 Mile and Grasher.
That's
where I'm moving to.
That's Iraq.
He's gonna be over there by Olive Drive and shit.
Oh, 6 Mile Olive Drive.
That must have been big. He'd be over there by himself.
And you know, out of towner, because they always yell 7 or 8 Mile, like that's all we got in Detroit. You know what I mean?
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna go over there on Schoolcraft for Puritan. That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah,
Okay.
Hey, Biz, you know how to get to 5 Mile?
Ain't no 5 Mile.
Yes, it
is.
You
ain't no Detroit.
I've been to Detroit and did a Michigan U before. I ain't green.
hey man, my buddy
took me up there, man, did that damn U-turn. I said, man, what the hell are you doing? He said, man, it's legal. I said, man, you probably shoot you in Chicago, you do something like this.
I was just in Chicago the other day, dropped a van off out there.
Oh, man.
On Laramie off of 290.
Oh, you was on the west side.
West side by, what's the...
You wrote about a retired vice lord.
Cicero.
Yeah, you was over there by Three Lugs, baby. That's Three Lugs and them over there.
Hey, man, why is it so hard? Man? Why do you got to trick you in the parking in Chicago, man?
Who?
It took me an hour just to park downtown, man. What's up with that, man?
Man, listen, man. I don't go downtown. I hate when my wife says, let's go. I don't. I go downtown maybe once every 3 months. I don't go downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get you in that trick bag down there with that park.
Yes. Yes, sir. You park for 15 minutes, $30.
Man, I don't think I'm
$30. Nah, I don't go downtown.
We know y'all broke. Now, we know Chicago broke men.
Man, they broke. They rich. That's the problem.
Don't try to get no room. Don't try to get no hotel room downtown Chicago. Folks.
Yeah, man. $300 a night. $200 a night. No.
They had me standing out there by the outlets.
Oh, yeah. That shit hot.
Call me. I tell you the area.
I got
10
people down there. I go stay with them. Fuck.
Yeah. You go. Only thing you want to do downtown is eat. Don't go shop. Nothing. Go down there if you want to eat. That's it. Don't stay down there. Don't shop down there. You can avoid eating down there.
I went down there and I was walking. I was scared to walk. I thought they were going to charge me to walk.
Yeah. It's clean down there now. That's one thing they got it. They got it clean.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's clean the motherfucking now.
Yes, sir. They done cleaned it up down there, boy. Yeah. You got to pay down there, Jack. Yeah.
Well, fellas, I'm going to go and let y'all go. This East Side Mike.
What's up, Mike? What's your final comment, Mike?
My final comment is, man, I just hope we have a fun and safe race season this year, and any year after that. But for sure, I just want everybody to be safe and have fun, and just try to all get along, man. Got to get some ethics together, a rule book or something, because ain't nobody playing by the rules. So. That's all I got to say, man. I'm going to holler at y'all next weekend. All
right, big boy. All right.
All right,
Mike.
Yep. All
right, Mike. Next place, though.
Shit, mine's not showing the names. Well, I just got numbers, so we only got about 12 people left on the call.
Okay, well, let me give my final thought. Hey, I want to thank Peso, Wayne, and all of Detroit calling in Sunday night Grudge Inc. talk show. Thanks for the support. Grudge Inc. is coming to Milan May 4th. They got some good things planned for you. Wayne and Peso is putting together a great show. So y'all come on out, enjoy the festivities and all the Grudge action that these guys got planned for you. Grudge Inc. is going to continue to move forward despite any type of negative press that we receive. Just continue to support, you know, your local state and national Grudge Inc. members, and we're going to do what we got to do, and we're going to try as much as we can is to keep it racing. But our next show is tomorrow, 7 o'clock. That is a Monday show hosted by Jay Barnes. And he's going to have a great, great, great race report. He was over in Darlington, and I'm sure he's going to have Atomic Dog on and Wit on to give a good race report for over there in Texas. But if any of you guys feel like traveling next week, we're going to support a guy over in Memphis, Tennessee by the name of Wick, which is the 901 Bad Boy. They got more races than that next weekend. I'm sure it's going to come out. But again, thank you guys. Peace for supporting us tonight on the Sunday show.
All right. And that's 7 o'clock your time, 8 o'clock our time.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. I guess I'll go ahead and get my final thought. Looking forward to making this race a successful race. Me and Peso are embracing this with open arms and looking forward to building a relationship here with our home track. And, you know, and we're going to continue to support everybody else around us. We don't want to make this a he versus she type thing, nothing negative. Everybody support everybody. And let's just keep it to racing and keep it moving forward.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, sir. Wayne have said it all, and I just want to thank everybody for the support. And as far as, you know, they saying we're just going to make the best of the best at Milan and show them we know how to come in and have a good Grudge race, and that way we can continue to have more events at Milan and continue to grow there. So, you know, this is going to be a big race. I want to see everybody out supporting the hometown. And like I said earlier, Chicago ain't going to come here winning shit. So we're going to send Biz home with no money in his pocket in the rest of Chicago, boys. And we're going to have a good time.
Yeah. And one other thing, somebody said something negative. Sent me a text earlier. And I just want to know this is not Biz doing, so don't try to, you know, put this on Biz. This is something me and Peso wanted. And, you know, we all working together, and we're going to make this happen.
Sure. Yeah. Better late than never, baby. All right, man. I'm out of here, fellas.
All right, peace.
All right.